It is deeply symbolic that the latest chapter of the refugee crisis in Europe is unfolding on trains and in train stations.
The rail network there ties together a continent with far better service than in the United States. People fleeing the wars in Syria and elsewhere have arrived in the relative safety of Europe and want access to that network.
European authorities are trying desperately to stop them. The latest episode played out in Budapest, where Hungarian officials suspended train service. But one train did manage to leave the station. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on what happened next.
Thousands of people desperate to reach Western Europe are still camped out around the central train station in downtown Budapest. When police lifted a two-day blockade of the station yesterday, hundreds of migrants crammed onto a train they believed was going to Germany, but it only took them about 45 minutes west of the Hungarian capital to the provincial town of Bicska. There, police closed the station and surrounded the train. They wanted to force the migrants to go to a refugee camp, but the migrants refused to get off the train. Georgi Kakuk is an activist and politician opposed to the anti-migrant policies of Hungary's current government.
These people, and this morning, been lured into these trains with the hope that these trains are going to bring them to Germany. At least that was in their mind. And obviously, you know, they don't want to stay in Hungary. Why are we keeping them in Hungary? It goes against everything which resembles humanity.
But keep them they did all day under a scorching sun. Journalists were not allowed to go near the train and watched from the station platform. The migrants held handwritten signs out the windows that said, "We want to go to Germany," and chanted, "No camp."
My baby very sick.
At one point, a desperate man got off the train holding his tiny daughter in his arms. A Hungarian healthcare worker checked her swollen eyes. Abdel Munan, who's from Iraq, says his daughter was afflicted with whatever she has after 2 days in a Hungarian refugee camp, and he'd rather die than go back.
No, come, please. Come, my baby. But no, come. Kill me. Kill me.
In Brussels Thursday, European officials debated over how to handle the tide of refugees pouring in. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said the Muslim migrants from places like Syria were eroding Europe's Christian bedrock. He said he planned to send troops to block its southern border with Serbia, where the Hungarian government has already built a razor wire fence. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says every European country must respect the Geneva Conventions granting protection to refugees. And she said Germany will take in all Syrians. In Bicska, the standoff with the migrant train continued into the night. Locals came out to watch. 30-year-old Alex Ola grew up here. He says the whole train scene is reminiscent of another era when people were herded onto trains and not told where they were going.
I can tell you this is like a long time ago when it was Second World War, when I ordered them to train. You go to work! You go to work, you know, and they don't go to work, they had to go to dying, you know. And they're a little bit similar. We go to Germany and we don't go to Germany, we go to camp. It's not correct.
Activist Kakuk says the Bicska train shows Europe has no plan for the migrants and that the crisis threatens the peaceful, united Europe built on the ruins of World War II. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Bicska, Hungary.